He has never really respected you as his wife. Never. Don't tell me it's not true. You told me I've decided this by your conduct. Now, you may call it not true, but that is total disrespect. He's not respected you as his wife. He's not made a commitment in his heart ever. You said the words and you mouthed them, but your brain didn't catch up. And it's not going to happen until Mr. Mitchell learns that he just can't do it his way. And you'll keep having babies and you'll keep jumping in and out of relationships until you learn to take control of your body. Or until some court stick you with enough child support that you won't be able to eat. And you won't be able to pay your rent. And you won't be able to dress in those fine clothes because you think that you can take care of them. And had you come before me, I would give you that example. I hit your pocketbook so hard, you think twice about having another baby. And that's what needs to happen to you, if nothing else, because you won't do it on your own. You're working upon working just to pay support. And every dime you make is going to go to the support of the child. And then you're going to be crying about that. But you created those circumstances. You need to know and understand that. And that's why you need to stop. It's no other reason. But I can't be